So the topic that I get to present to you today is the importance of how to build a team.
Tātad tēma ir komandas izveidošanas svarīgums.
And I know you look at me and say, well, he's very young in ministry. What does he know about this?
Un es zinu, jūs droši uz mani skatāties un domājat, es esmu tik ļoti jauns kalpošanā, ko gan es saprotu no tā.
But I had the privilege early on in ministry to have many mentors that instilled the importance of doing ministry as teams.
Bet man bija tā privilēģija, ka man bija vairāki mentori manas kalpošanas sākumā, kas man iemācīja šīs tēmas svarīgumu.
I've also had the misfortune many times to try to do everything myself.
Un arī es esmu palaimējies vai nelaimējies darīt daudzas lietas pašam.
And I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, but I'm sure many of you have been in the same place.
Es nelūkšu jums pacelt rokas, bet es zinu, ka noteikti daudz ir bijuši turpat, kur es.
Or whatever your ministry is, you try to do all of it by yourself.
Vienalga, kas ir jūsu kalpošana, jūs esat mēģinājuši darīt visu paši.
And the question that I have for you is, how well did that work?
Un mans jautājums ir, cik labi tas darbojās?
Maybe okay, but probably not great.
Varbūt tie ir labi, normāli, bet diez vai lieliski.
So today this is what we're going to talk about and I'm thrilled because my passion is to help other people experience the joy that comes from doing ministry.
Un tas ir tas, par ko mēs šodien runāsim, un mans prieks ir līdzdalīties šajās te kalpošanas atziņās.
And especially ministry as a team.
Un sevišķi kalpošanai komandā.
And there's so many blessings that come from team ministry that we're going to look at as we go through.
Un ir tik ļoti daudz svētību kalpošanai komandā.
But I think one of the first ones that I want to highlight before we even get into this material today.
Bet tādas sākotnējās pirmās, ko es gribu īpaši izcelt, būs šādas.
Is one of the big blessings of working on a team is that you're able to encourage each other.
Un viena no tām ir, ka mēs varam iedrošināt viens otru.
You're able to support one another.
Atbalstīt otru.
And as I've been interacting in this union with the different conferences and the different workers, I found that this is something that is needed, is encouragement.
Un runājot ar konferencēm un unijas konferenču un uniju vadītājiem, es sapratu, ka tā ir diezgan aktuāla lieta.
And so if you're in a place where you say, I need encouragement in my life, in my ministry, the team is one of the best ways to do this.
Ja jūs esat tajā vietā, kur jūs saprotat, ka jums ir vajadzīgs atbalsts un iedrošinājums jūsu kalpošanai, tad komanda ir tā, kas to palīdzēs izdarīt.
So in my first year in ministry,
tātad manā pirmajā kalpošanas gadā,
I did 11 evangelistic series.
Es noturēju 11 evangelizācijas sanāksmes.
And one of the things that I noticed very quickly,
un viena no lietām, ko es ļoti ātri ievēroju,
I would go to different churches and I would ask, hey, would you be interested in me coming in to doing a series of meetings?
Es devos uz vairākām draudzēm un apjautājos, vai jums interesētu šādas evangelizācijas sanāksmes.
And you could tell which churches had teams that were doing things and which teams they did not have teams.
Un varēja pateikt, kurām draudzēm ir komandas jau, kas darbojās kalpošanā un kurām draudzēm nav.
So I remember one of the churches that I went to, I got there early to make sure I was ready to go.
Un es atceros vienu no draudzēm, kuras devos jau laicīgi.
And the pastor of this church was the first one there. He was opening the doors outside.
Un mācītājs tur atvēra durvis man un ieaicināja man iekšā.
He was turning on the lights.
Viņš ieslēdz gaismas.
He was turning on the sound system.
Viņš ieslēdz skaņu sistēmu.
He was getting everything set, the air conditioning, the heating.
Gan gaisa kondicionēšana, gan apkuri, visu viņš slēdz iekšā.
And so I was thinking, well, maybe he just was the first one here. He didn't have any deacons or team members to help him.
Un es domāju, varbūt viņam vienkārši nav komandas vai diakona, kas to var izdarīt, palīdzēt.
But then it was time for people to start coming, and he went to the door and started shaking people's hands.
Un tad sāk cilvēki nākt iekšā, un viņš devās pie durvīm, lai sasveicinātos ar viņiem.
And I thought, well, it's good for a pastor to shake people's hands, but maybe he wasn't able to get any greeters, so he was shaking hands.
Es domāju, nu tas jau ir labi mācītājiem sasveicināties pašam personīgi, un es domāju, varbūt viņam nav izdevies citus arī, kas sagaida sarunāt.
But then when it was time to start the meeting, the pastor came from the lobby where he was shaking hands to the front of the church and gave a welcome.
Bet tad viņš atnāca no šīs te ies durvīm un devās uz katedru, lai visus sveicinātu.
And then after he welcomed everyone to this series of meetings, he said, "Hold on one second."
Un tad, kad viņš visi jau bija apsaicinājies ar visiem, viņš teica, pagaidiet vienu mirklīti.
And he ran to the back of the church to start a video on the computer.
Un viņš aizskrēja, lai ieslēgtu, aizskrēja uz draudzes otru galu, lai ieslēgtu video uz datoru.
And so I was just sitting there watching this pastor doing everything.
Un es vienkārši sēdēju un skatījos, kā šis mācītājs dara visu.
After the meeting, the pastor sang the special music at the end.
Un beigās arī mācītājs muzikālo priekšnesumu dziedāja.
I was saying, "Wow, what a gifted pastor."
Un es teicu, kāds apdāvināts mācītājs.
But he was the only one that was doing ministry.
Bet viņš bija vienīgais, kurš kalpoja.
And so I learned very early on in ministry that this is probably not the best model to follow.
Un līdz ar to es ļoti ātri iemācījos, ka diez vai tas ir labākais modelis, kuram sekot.
There's probably a lot better things to do in ministry. So you can see this screen and maybe some of you as pastors or leaders have done all of these things.
Un varbūt jūs kā līderi vai mācītāji esat arī darījuši tik daudz lietu.
And maybe some of these things you should do as a leader.
Un varbūt arī dažām lietām jums, dažas lietas jums vajadzētu darīt.
But you probably should not be doing all of these things every week yourself.
Bet droši vien nevajadzētu visas šīs lietas katru nedēļu pašam darīt.
And I know sometimes cultural references, they don't work across all cultures.
Un es zinu, ka dažādās kultūrās varbūt ir citādāk, kā lietas darbojas.
But you've heard the expression somebody wearing multiple hats.
Bet varbūt jūs dzirdējuši izteicienu, ka kāds valkā vairākas cepures.
They have a lot of different responsibilities that they're the one that are in charge of.
Kuram ir daudz dažādas atbildības un par kurām viņš ir viss ir galvenais.
And so this is what we're going to be talking about today. And the question that I have for you is it better to do ministry by yourself or is it better to do ministry as a team?
Un tātad tas ir, par ko mēs runāsim, un galvenais jautājums būs, vai ir labāk kalpošanu darīt vienam vai kā komandai.
What I want to do with you for just a little while is I want to look at some biblical evidence of a team.
Un tagad īsu brīdi mēs paskatīsimies uz dažiem bibliskiem piemēriem. And
we're going to spend some time in the Word in just a little bit, but I want you to see that there's a big context for team ministry in the Bible.
Mazliet pavadīsim laiku Dieva vārdā, un vienkārši, lai jums uzbūvētu tādu kontekstu par komandas darbu.
So we don't have the time this afternoon to go in depth, but I encourage you to either take a picture of this screen, to write these things down, so that you can go back and look at some of these things later.
Mums nebūs laika visu iedziļināties katrā lietā, jūs varat vai nofotografēt vai pierakstīt, ja jūs gribat dziļāk papētīt.
But the Bible talks a lot about the importance of doing things two by two.
Bet Bībele daudz runā par to, ka kalpošana veids pa diviem.
The disciples, for example, were sent out when they went to go heal and preach and teach by twos.
Tad, kad mācekļi tika izsūtīti, sludināt, dziedināt un mācīt, viņi bija pa diviem.
Not too long after this, Jesus sends out the 70 two by two as well to continue doing ministry.
Tad arī vēl šos 70 mācekļus pa diviem izsūtīja.
You look at Paul's example of ministry and everything he did was with someone else. I just listed Paul and Timothy as an example.
Jūs varat paskatīties uz Pāvila kalpošanu un visu, ko viņš vienmēr darīja vismaz divi tā ar vēl kādu. Un, piemēram, Pāvils un Timoteja.
There's also groups that were mentioned in the Bible doing ministry together.
Bija arī grupas Bībelē, kas ir minētas, kuras kalpoja kopā.
And again, there's too many to list here, so I just listed the 12 disciples.
Jā, un tā kā ir ļoti daudz piemēru, tad es vienkārši pieminēju 12 mācekļus.
And one of the things that both Ezra and Nehemiah did is they got the local Jewish leaders and they built teams to go and rebuild Jerusalem.
Un viena no lietām, ko Ezra un Nehemija darīja, viņi izveidoja no jūdu līderiem komandas, kas gāja un uzbūvēja šo te mūri.
And one of the things that we're going to do this afternoon together is we're going to get in and see that this actually is a biblical principle.
Un mēs šajā pēcpusdienā ieraudzīsim, ka tas ir patiesībā bīblisks princips.
Because many times what we do as leaders in the church, whether it be a pastor, an administrator, a ministry leader in a local church.
Jo daudzreiz mēs kā līderi, vadītāji, vai tas ir mācītājs vai kāds cits.
It's we'll say, yes, we know the Bible says a lot, but...
Mēs bieži vien sakam, mēs zinām, jā, ka Bībele tā saka, Bībelē ir šādi piemēri, bet...
I'm going to go and look at what this new leadership book says.
Bet es aiziešu un pasīdžos, ko šī jaunā grāmata par līderību saka.
I'm going to go and look at what this major corporation does, and I'm going to take this model and I'm going to bring it into the church.
Es pasīdžos, ko šī lielā korporācija dara un paņem šo modeli savai kalpošanai.
But even though many leaders do that, there's still so many challenges that we face inside of the church.
Bet arī pat tā darot paliek joprojām šie te izaicinājumi iekšā draudzē.
And so as I was thinking, as I was brainstorming, these were just a few of the challenges that I've noticed in my ministry context.
Un šie bija daži, man domājot, šie bija daži izaicinājumi, ko es piedzīvoju savā kalpošanā.
So as we go through these, think are these things that you've seen as well?
Un ejot tam cauri, domājiet arī, vai arī jūs esat to piedzīvojuši.
Maybe a leader who is very controlling.
Varbūt līderis, kurš ir ļoti kontrolējošs.
Says, this is what you have to do and this is how you have to do it.
Kuram patīk noteikt, tā ir jādara un tā tam jāizskatās.
It's hard for them to build a team around this approach.
Šādiem līderiem grūti izveidot komandu ap šādu pieeju.
The other extreme is many times leaders take this hand-off approach where they don't try to do anything.
Vēl ir citi līderi, kas neko īsti nepieķeras nekam.
And it's very hard to build a team when the leader is not active part of the team.
Un ir grūti izveidot komandu, kur līders nav aktīva komandas daļa.
One of the things that I found as well is that there just seem to be some people that are unable or can't build a team.
Un vēl viena lieta, ko es atklāju, ka ir vienkārši cilvēki, kuri nevar, nav spējīgi izveidot komandu.
So in my ministry context, in the church where I pastor, I'm a discipleship pastor.
Un tātad mans kalpošanas konteksts ir, mana loma draudzē ir māceklības vadītājs.
And I believe in the importance of doing things as a team or two by two at the very minimum.
Un es kā minimums ticu, kad ir svarīgi kalpot kopā vismaz pa diviem.
And so in my church I have 42 different leaders.
Manā draudzē man ir 42 dažādi vadītāji.
And I work with these leaders and I meet with them on a regular basis and the question that I always ask them.
Un es ar viņiem regulāri strādāju un jautājums, ar ko es viņiem vienmēr prasu, kad es satiekos.
Is how are things going with your team?
Kā lietas iet ar tavu komandu?
And sometimes the person will tell me, well, pastor, I don't have a team.
Un dažreiz viņi saka, mācītāji, man nav komanda.
And that's okay when somebody first begins, they need to get their feet wet first.
Un tas nekas, ja tas ir pašā kalpošanas sākumā.
But the next time we meet and I ask them the same question, how is your team?
Bet nākamreiz, kad es satiekos un uzdodu jautājumu, kā ir tava komanda?
And they give me the same answer, I don't have a team.
Un viņi atbild atkal, man nav komandas.
I say, okay, well, how can I help you build a team? What are the things that you need?
Tas saku, labi, kā es tev varu palīdzēt uzbūvēt komandu? Kas ir lietas, kas tev ir vajadzīgas?
Well, pastor, I need people that are interested in the same things that I'm interested in.
Nu, mācītāji, man vajadzīgi ir cilvēki, kuri ir ieinteresēti tajās lietās, kur es esmu ieinteresēts.
And so I find them two or three people that have an interest in the same thing, and I connect them, and I say, hey, you guys can make a good team.
Un tad es atrodu dažus cilvēkus, kuriem arī ir līdzīgas intereses, un saku, nu, jūs varat būt komanda.
And so the next month, I'm so excited when I ask them the question, how are things going in your team?
Un nākajām mēnesī es esmu ļoti jau priecīgs saviļņots, un saku, kā iet tavai komandai?
And they say, well, the team's not going so well. I don't have a team.
No, komandai neiet tik labi. Man nav komandu.
And so when this happens over and over, it just I think maybe this person is incapable of building a team.
Un kad tas notiek atkal un atkal, tad es domāju, varbūt šis cilvēks nav spējīgs izveidot komandu.
Ineffective leaders is another challenge that we see often.
Neefektīvi līderi ir vēl viens izaicinājums, ko mēs bieži redzam.
Sometimes teams are unable or unwilling to work together.
Dažreiz komandas nav spējīgas vai negrib darboties kopā.
For whatever the reason might be, maybe there's a history that happened with the people.
Vienalga, kāds varētu būt iemesls, varbūt kaut kāda attiecība vēsture, kas traucē izveidot komandu.
Maybe they say it's a personality conflict where there's tension that exists.
Varbūt personību konflikts vai kaut kāda spriedze, kas eksistē savā starpā.
Sometimes people are just easily offended when somebody makes a comment and they say, I'm not going to work with you anymore.
Un citreiz cilvēki ļoti ātri apvainojas, kad kāds izsaka kādu komentāru un viņi saka, es vairs nestrādāšu tev kopā.
There's those that lack motivation, there's those that have no direction.
Ir tādi, kuriem trūkst motivācijas, ir tādi, kuriem trūkst virziena.
And then as a leader, I know you've worked with these people that they're just simply unwilling to follow instructions. They won't do anything.
Un kā līderis zinu, ka ir tie cilvēki, kuri vienkārši negrib sadarboties, kuri neizpilda norunātās lietas.
And so I won't ask you to raise your hand, but maybe like your, myself, you can relate to this picture.
Un es gribu, lai jūs paceliet rokas, bet varbūt tāpat kā es, jūs arī esat līdzīgs šim cilvēkam.
There are so many things that
bildē.
You have to do, but you're unable to build a team to do it, and you just feel like pulling out your hair.
Ir tik daudz lietas, kas it kā ir jāizdara, bet grūti izveidot komandu un nevar saprast, kā to visu izdarīt.
And I know we focused on some of these challenges, but that's not why you came today, was to hear challenges.
Es zinu, ka mēs šeit runājam par šiem izaicinājumiem, bet mēs šeit nekoncentrēsimies uz šiem izaicinājumiem, šiem grūtībām.
I just want to share with each of you as a leader in your context.
Es gribu ar jums līdzdalīt kā vadītājiem, kā kalpotājiem jūsu kontekstā.
That you're not alone in these challenges that you face.
Ka jūs neesat vieni šajos izaicinājumos.
I think one of the things that happens is Satan tries to make us feel like I'm the only person that this has ever happened to in all of history.
Un es, ka Sātans mēģina mums iestāstīt, ka tas ir, ka tas, kas notiek ar mani, ir vienīgais gadījums vēsturē un vienam citam nekas līdzīgs nenotiek.
And sometimes someone will come in and say, hey, in my ministry context, everything is perfect, everything is going well.
Un dažreiz kāds ienāk no malas un saka, jā, manā kalpošanā viss notiek, tur viss notiek labi.
But all of us have similar challenges that we face.
Bet visiem ir līdzīgi izaicinājumi, kas mums ar ko mums
And so what I want to do with all of us now,
un tātad kopā es vēlos ar jums izdarīt,
is I want to show you how you take from those challenges
Es gribu parādīt, kā paņemt no šiem izaicinājumiem.
To get to the point where you're able to build a team, an effective team.
Un tik tā, lai izveidot komandu, efektīvu komandu.
But as a leader, you have a decision to make.
Bet kā līderim tev ir jāpieņem lēmums.
Whether you've made this decision in the past.
Vai tu esi šo lēmumu pieņēmis pagātnē.
Whether you're going to make that decision today.
Vai šodien taisies pieņem šo lēmumu.
Or as you continue to get into the word and think about it, you will have a decision to make.
Un vai arī pētot Dievu vārdu, tev būs lēmums, kas būs jāpieņem.
Am I going to continue doing ministry by myself?
Vai es turpināšu kalpot viens pats?
Or am I going to move forward and only do ministry with others?
Vai es iešu uz priekšu, kalpojot tikai kopā ar citiem?
And I've come to the place where even if there's a great opportunity and a great idea that exists,
Un es esmu nonācis pie secinājuma, ka pat tad, kad ir kāda brīnišķīga iespēja,
I won't move forward unless I have a team to do it.
Es nekustēšos tālāk, kamēr man nebūs komanda, kas to dara.
So we're going to talk about solutions today to these problems, these challenges that so many of us face.
Tātad mēs runāsim šodien par risinājumiem šīm problēmām, šiem izaicinājumiem.
If you have your Bibles, please open with me to Matthew chapter 9.
Ja jums ir Bībeles, līdz atveriet kopā ar mani.
We're going to be looking at verses 37 and 38. Matthew chapter 9.
9. Mateja nodaļa.
Verses 37 and 38.
37. Līdz 37-38 pants.
So Matthew 9:37 tells us.
Matei 9:37 saka.
Then he said to his disciples.
Tad viņš sacīja saviem mācekļiem.
So this is Jesus speaking to his team.
Jēzus runā uz savu komandu, tātad.
He says the harvest is plentiful.
Pļaujumā daudz.
What does that mean?
Ko tas nozīmē?
This is a seminar. This isn't church.
A lot of work.
A lot of work, okay?
Tas šis nav draudzes dievkalpojums, tas ir seminārs.
The harvest is plentiful.
Pļaujumā ir daudz, ko tas nozīmē.
All right, well, how many of you are farmers?
Cik no jums ir zemnieki, no kuriem ir saimniecība?
There we go. What does it mean that the harvest is plentiful?
Ko nozīmē, ka pļaujumā ir daudz? Yes, what?
Yes, doesn't tell me anything.
Lietuviškai.
Okay, it means a lot of work, but why?
Kāpēc daudz darba? Tas nozīmē daudz darba, kāpēc?
It's time to take in the harvest, right?
Tātad ir laiks novākt ražu.
So, we know this. I belabor this point because most of us aren't farmers. I'm glad you are a farmer. You can see this.
Protams, es šo uzsveru, tāpēc, ka lielākā daļa no mums nav saimniecības.
But what happened in this context is that literally they could see the fields that Jesus was talking about. He said, look, the harvest is plentiful.
Bet, ja es izmanto šo līdzību, viņš saka, pļaujumā ir daudz.
So as you said, there's a lot of work that needs to be done, but Jesus continues and said, but the workers are few.
Un ir taisnība tam, ka tu saki, ka pļaujamā ir daudz, bet Jēzus saka, strādnieki ir maz.
So many times what happens as leaders is then we say, okay, well, there's too much work to do, I'm going to finish and I'm going to just go.
Un bieži vien mēs kā līderi sakam pārāk daudz darbu un es vienkārši metīšu malā un iešu prom.
But this isn't what Jesus says to do.
Bet Jēzus to neiesaka darīt.
What does Jesus say to do?
Ko Jēzus saka, lai mēs darām?
He says, ask the Lord of the harvest, the one who is responsible for the harvest being there in the first place.
Lūdziet, pļaujas kungi, jautājiet pļaujas kungam,
to send
tas,
out workers into the harvest.
Lai viņš sūta strādniekus savā pļaujā.
So again, most of us aren't farmers.
Tātad lielākā daļa no mums nepiedara saimniecības, nestrādājam saimniecības.
But when the field is ready to be harvested,
Bet tad, kad lauks, raža ir jānovāc.
You have to send workers out into the field to bring the harvest in.
Ir jāsorganizē strādnieki, kas ienest ražu.
And it is a lot of work.
Un tas prasa daudz darba.
But Jesus says to pray for more and more and more and more workers.
Bet Jēzus saka, lai mēs lūdzam pēc vairāk un vairāk un vairāk strādniekiem.
And so this is our burden here as leaders in God's church.
Un tā ir tā mūsu nasta, mūsu aicinājums, ka Dieva ļaudīm.
And I'm going to keep using this inclusive language because you're here today, so whether you know it or not, you are a leader in this church.
Un es lietošu šo iekļaujošo valodu, kas saka, ka mēs visi esam līderi un vadītāji draudzē.
And so your responsibility now as a leader in God's church is to begin praying this prayer.
Un tāpēc tava atbildība kā vadītājam Dieva draudzē, kā līderim Dieva draudzē, ir lūgt šo lūkšanu.
Lord, I believe that the harvest is plentiful as you said.
Kungs, es ticu, ka pļaujamā ir daudz, tā kā tu esi teicis.
But I cannot do all of the work by myself.
Bet es nevaru viens pats izdarīt visu darbu.
It's too much for me.
Man tas ir pārāk daudz.
But I'm going to trust
Bet es uzticēšos
that you are going to send willing, able workers.
Ka tu sūtīsi gribošus un spējīgus strādniekus.
And so before we go any farther with talking anything about team ministry, team development,
Un pirms runājam tālāk par komandu izveidošanu un attīstību,
we have to come to the place where we believe what Jesus said.
Mums ir jānonāk tur, ka mēs ticam tam, ko Jēzus saka.
Because either you believe it or you don't.
Jo ir divi varianti, vai nu jūs ticat,
And so today,
vai nu
if
mēs
you,
neticam.
Today if you choose to believe this,
šodien, ja tu izvēlies tam ticēt,
what you're doing is you're taking out your perspective of saying, man, things are so hard where I am, things are so challenging where I am.
Tas nozīmē atmest savu redzējumu, kas saka, lietas nenotiek, cilvēki nav atsaucīgi.
And instead you're going to say, man, there's so many opportunities for ministry.
Un tā vietā, lai teiktu, Klau, ir ļoti daudz iespējas kalpošanai.
There's so many people that we're able to reach.
Ir tik daudz cilvēku, ko mēs varam aizsniegt.
And it's a perspective change that's going to happen.
Un tas ir šī redzējuma maiņa, kas notiks.
And so instead of saying, man, look at all of these empty seats here, well, I guess we're not doing very well.
Tā vietā, lai teiktu, pasiec uz tām tukšajām vietām, kas mums ir apkārt, mums neiet īpaši labi.
You're going to say, praise God we have empty seats, because that way more people can come in and hear the good news.
Un mēs varam teikt, slavu Dievam, kad mums ir brīvas vietas, jo tas nozīmē, ka cilvēki var nākt un viņiem būs vieta.
So if you really believe that Jesus said this and Jesus meant what he said.
Ja tu tiešām tici, ka Jēzus teica šo un tu tici tam, ka tā ir patiesība.
Then it creates a problem for you.
Tad tā rada tev problēmas.
Because now as the leader you have all of these people that are coming saying, "Hey, I'm willing to work. I'm willing to help."
Jo tev kā līderim nāks klāt cilvēki un teiks, "Es gribu strādāt, es esmu gatavs darboties."
But what do you do with them?
Bet ko tu ar viņiem darīsi?
And this might be two people, this might be 10 people, who knows?
Tie var būt divi cilvēki, tie var būt 10 cilvēki, kurš to lai zina.
And this is where we come to the second part of our study here today.
Un tātad tas ir mūsu noved pie otrās rakstvietas.
Turn in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 18. I want you to see it directly from God's word.
Atveriet otrā Mozes 18. Nodaļu.
And we know this passage well.
Un mēs zinām labi šo rakstvietu.
But maybe you never thought that this applied to you.
Bet varbūt tu nekad neesi domājis, ka tas attiecas uz tevi.
But there's a reason why Moses records this chapter, this account in the word of God.
Bet ir iemesls, kāpēc Jēzus šo te kāpēc Mozes ieraksta šo nodaļu.
One of the things that I love about God's word
Viena no lietām, kas man patīk par Dieva vārdu,
is that if I was writing something about myself,
Ja es kaut ko rakstītu par sevi.
I would make myself look really, really good.
Es liktu sevi izskatīties ļoti, ļoti labi.
I would write all of the good things that I've ever done.
Es rakstītu visas labās lietas, ko es jebkad esmu darījis.
And I would avoid all the things that weren't so nice.
Un es izvairītos no lietām, kas nav īpaši jaukas.
But the Bible writers, as they're writing, even about themselves, because Moses wrote this account,
bet Bībeles rakstnieki pat rakstot paši par sevi.
They showed that they weren't perfect humans.
Viņi parāda, ka viņi nav pilnīgas būtnes.
They showed that they had faults and flaws as well.
Viņi parāda, ka viņiem arī ir vainas un trūkumi.
And so let's look at this from Exodus 18, verse 13.
Pastīsimies 18. Nodaļu, 2. Mūsu grāmatā. Which verse?
13.
13. Pants.
It says, the next day Moses took his seat to judge for the people, and they all stood around him from morning until evening.
No rīta Mozus sēdās tiesāt tautu, un tauta stāvēja Mozus priekšā no rīta līdz vakaram.
When his father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he said, what it is that you are doing for this people? Why do you stand alone and judge while all these people stand around you all morning till evening?
Un Mozus ievastās noskatījās, ko viņš darīja tautai, un teica, kas tas ir, ko tu dari tautai? Kāpēc tu sēdi viens pats, bet visi tauta stāv tavā priekšā no rīta līdz vakaram?
And there's so much that we could talk about. There's so much detail that we could go into this passage.
Un šeit ir ļoti daudz, par ko varētu runāt, daudz visādas nianses.
Because Moses could have said, hey, guess what? I'm the person that led the children of Israel. I'm the one that is supposed to be the judge. I'm the one that's supposed to be doing all of the work.
Mozus varēja teikt, es esmu tas, kurš izved Izraēlu tautu. Es esmu tas, kurš šeit ir vadītājs. Un es esmu tas, ar kuru Dievs runā.
I'm the pastor. I'm the one that's paid by the conference. I'm the one that's supposed to do all the ministry.
Es esmu mācītājs. Man savienība maksā algu. Man ir jādara darbs.
I'm the leader. I'm the one that's responsible for this position. I'm the one that has to do all of the work.
Es esmu vadītājs, man ir jādara viss darbs.
But sometimes it takes an outside perspective, like Moses's father-in-law looking in.
Bet dažreiz vajadzīgs ir skats no malas.
And he said, Moses, what you're doing is not good.
Un šeit tā, ka Mozus ievestāvs Jetru saka, Mozus, tas, ko tu dari, nav labi.
It's not good for you.
Tas nav labi tev.
It's not good for the people.
Nav labi cilvēkiem.
He's saying you're going to burn yourself out. You're going to wear yourself out.
Tu izdegsi, tu nogursi.
It's too much work for you to do.
Pārāk daudz darba tev ir ko darīt.
He said, as was his custom from morning until evening, he sat there day after day
viņš
after
saka,
day.
Viņš kā bija viņa ieradums, paradums no rīta līdz vakaram un tā diena no dienas.
Judging the people.
Tiesājot tautu, ļaudis.
So his father-in-law tells him this, but Moses responds to him and he says, but the people come to me to seek God's will.
Bet Mozus saka savam sievastāvam, šie ļaudis ir nākuši pie manis, lai izjautātu Dievu.
And Moses says, whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me and I decide between the parties and I inform them what God's decrees and laws are.
Kad tiem ir kāda lieta, tie nāk pie manis un es spriežu tiesu starp tiem un daru tiem zināmus Dievu likumus un bauslību.
But Moses' father-in-law replies, Moses, what you're doing is not good.
Bet Mozus ievestāvs teica, viņam tā nav labi, kā tu dari.
You and all of these people that come to you will only wear yourselves out.
Tu ļoti nogūsti, gan tu, gan tavu ļaudis par smagu tev ir šī lieta.
How many of you, How many of you, if you're being honest with yourself, can say that you've been worn out sometime in ministry?
Cik no jums var teikt, godīgi, es esmu bijis noguris savā kalpošanā?
Go ahead and raise your hands, please, if you have.
What I want you to do, paceliet savus rokas.
What I want you to do is I want you to look around at each other.
Es gribu, lai jūs apkārt paskatieties viens uz otru.
Because the reality is, if we're being honest with ourselves, everyone has wore themselves out doing ministry.
Jo realitāte ir tāda, kad ik viens no mums, kas kalpo, ir kādu brīdi jūties noguris.
And a lot of that reason is because we feel like we have to be the ones to do it.
Un bieži vien tas ir tas iemesls, ka mums liekas, ka mums tas ir jādara.
But the reality is, if you're a leader of something,
Bet realitāte ir tāda, ja tu esi kaut kā vadītājs,
You're the leader of it.
Tu esi vadītājs.
It's very wise, right?
Ļoti gudri, vai ne?
The difference is,
Atšķirība ir,
you're not a doer.
Tu neesi darītājs.
Doers do.
Darītāji dara.
Leaders lead.
Vadītāji vada.
But most of the time, how we think of leadership is we think that the leader is the one that has to be the only one doing.
Bet lielākoties, mēs par vadītājiem vadīšanu domājam, ka tas ir tas, kuram ir lielākā daļa jādara.
But the reality of my job as a pastor is not to be the one doing the work of ministry.
Bet realitāte man, kā tam, kurš vada kalpošanas, nu, man nav jābūt kā mācītājam, man nav jābūt jādara viss darbs.
It's to train the members that I work with to do the work of ministry.
Bet mans darbs ir apmācīt draudzes locekļus, lai viņi veiktu šo kalpošanu.
And very simply, this is always the way that I think of it.
Un ļoti vienkārši sakot, tas ir vienīgais veids, kā es varu to pateikt.
How many things can I do well?
Cik daudz lietas es varu darīt labi?
One, two, maybe three things.
Vien, divas, varbūt trīs.
And how many things can you do well?
Un cik daudz lietas tu var darīt?
You guys
labi?
Can probably do more than me, so maybe you guys can do four.
Jūs droši vien varat vairāk darīt nekā es.
But varbūt even then, četras. It's only a few things that we're doing.
Bet arī pat tad, tās ir tikai dažas lietas, ko mēs varam darīt.
But if we come collectively together as a team,
bet ja mēs kolektīvi nākam kopā kā komanda,
how many things now are we able to do?
Cik lietas mēs tagad esam spējīgi darīt.
The growth is exponential.
Izaugsme ir eksponenciāla.
And this is the purpose of having a team in ministry is you're able to accomplish so much more together.
Un tas ir mērķis komandas kalpošanai, komandas darbam, ka tu esi spējīgs izdarīt daudz vairāk.
And this is what Jethro is going to tell Moses.
Un tas ir tas, ko Jetrus saka Mozum.
He says the work that you're doing is too heavy for you, you cannot handle it alone.
Viņš saka par smagu tev ir šī lieta, tu nevar darīt to viens pats.
In verse 19, he says, listen now to me and I will give you some advice.
19. Pantā viņš saka, tagad uzklausi mani, es došu tev padomu.
And he says, may God be with you. You must be the people's representatives before God bringing their disputes to him. So he affirms that, yes, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, just maybe not in the right way.
Un Dievs būs ar tevi, esi tu pats šai tautai priekšstāvs pie Dieva un liec tu viņas lietas Dieva priekšā. Viņš saka, jā, tu dari to, kas tev ir jādara, bet varbūt ne tajā pareizākajā veidā.
So his father-in-law continues, he says, teach them the decrees and the laws, show them the way to live and the duties that they are to perform.
Un viņš turpina, atgādina viņiem likumus un bauslību un dara tiem zinām ceļu, pa kur tiem iet un darbus, kas tiem darāmi.
So I know that this you read this and you say, yeah, well, that's exactly what he was doing.
Un mēs to lasām, mēs domājam, nu jā, bet tas ir tas, ko viņš darīja.
But you have to picture this scene and make it real.
Bet mums ir jāiztēlojas, lai tas izskatītos patiesi.
What was happening before this is that one or two people would have a problem with each other.
Viens no variantiem varēja būt tāds, ka kādiem diviem cilvēkiem bija problēmas attiecības.
Or a problem with something that was in their own life, something that they were struggling with.
Vai kaut kāda problēma viņu pašu dzīvēs, ar ko viņi cīnījās.
And they would come to Moses one or two at a time.
Un viņi pie Mozes nāca abi divreizē vai pa vienam.
And Moses would share with them, he would show what the Torah said.
Un Mozes viņiem līdzdalīja, ko Tora teica.
He would pray for them and then he would send them on their way.
Viņš par viņiem aizlūgt un aizsūtīt viņus projām.
Then the next group would come and he would do the exact same thing over and over and over all day long.
Un tad nākamā mazā grupiņa nāk un tad viņš dara to pašu atkal un atkal.
And I don't know, the Bible doesn't say.
Un es nezinu, Bībele nesaka.
But I can imagine that he would get the same problem many times in the same day.
Bet es iedomājos, ka viņam visticamāk bija jāskarās ar vienu un to pašu problēmu tajā pašā dienā.
Because as a pastor, even as a young pastor, I hear the same problems come up over and over and over again.
Jo kā mācītājiem, pat kā jaunam mācītājiem, es dzirdu, ka vienas un tās pašas problēmas bieži vien atkal atkārtojas.
And so the first thing that Jethro tells Moses to do is he says, Moses, what you need to do instead of doing it one-on-one.
Un tad pirmā lieta, ko Jetrus saka, tā vietā, lai tu viens pret katru personīgi uzklausītu.
Is you need to teach the people in a general assembly. You need to teach them all the same things that you would do in a small context.
Tev vajag cilvēkiem tādā kopīgā sapulcē tādus pamat virzienus mācīt.
And that way, maybe next time there's a conflict or next time there's a dispute.
Un nākamreiz, kad būs atkal kaut kāds konflikts vai strīds.
Maybe the people can work through it on their own without having to come to you.
Varbūt cilvēki paši var izmantot šos te principus un viņiem nebūtu jānāk pie tevis.
But Jethro was a wise man.
Bet Jetrus bija gudrs vīrs.
And he knew human nature.
Un viņš zināja cilvēku dabu.
And human nature says that people will still have problems with each other.
Un cilvēki dabu saka, ka cilvēkiem joprojām būs problēmas.
They're still going to have challenges. Even if you give the best instructions or the best sermon, there still will be challenges.
Pat, ja tu dod labākos pamācības vai labākos svētru, joprojām būs izaicinājumi.
And so he continues, he said, not only are you to teach them, but you should also set up a system or set up a structure.
Ne tikai tev vajadzētu viņus mācīt, bet tev vajadzētu izveidot arī struktūru, sistēmu.
Verse 21 says, but select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, men who are trustworthy, men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them officials over hundreds, over fifties, and over tens.
21. Pants saka, izraugies no tautas labākos vīrus, kur bīstas Dievu, patiesīgus vīrus, kur nīst mantrausību, un iecel viņus pār tautu, virsniekus pār tūkstošiem, pār simtiem, pār 50 un pār 10.
And then he continues, he says, have them serve as judges over the people.
Un tad viņš saka, lai viņi tiesā tautu visu laiku, lai ir tā.
But have them bring every difficult case to you.
Ka katru lielāku lietu, lai viņi ceļ tev priekšā.
Simple cases, they can decide for themselves.
Bet katru mazāku, lai viņi vienkāršāku, lai viņi izlem paši.
That way you don't have to hear every single complaint that's coming before you.
Līdz ar to nav jāuzklaus katra mazākā sūdzība, kas nāk.
Jethro says, that way your load will be lighter because they will share it with you. They're sharing the burden.
Un Jetrus saka, tev būs tā vieglāk, ja viņi darīs to kopā ar tevi.
If you do this as God commands, you will be able to stand the strain and all these people will go home satisfied.
Un ja tu šādi rīkosies un Dievs tev ko pavēlēs, tad tu varēsi to izpildīt un arī visa tauta ies savās gaitās ar mieru.
Now, I don't want you to miss this because this is very important.
Un es negribu, lai jūs to palaižat garām, jo tas ļoti svarīgi.
Can I have this microphone turned on?
Vai šo varētu ieslēgt?
I'm going crazy standing behind a pulpit. There we go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come around here. I have a hard time standing still.
Jo viņiem ir grūti, man ir grūti nostāvēt uz vietas.
God's word is too exciting to stand still.
Dieva vārds ir pārāk aizraujošs, lai stāvētu mierīgi.
So God is telling him, he's saying, hey, if you set up this system, not only will your workload be lighter, but the people will go home and they'll be satisfied.
Un Dievs saka, ja tu izveido šo sistēmu, ne tikai tavs vārds, tavs darbs būs vieglāks, bet arī cilvēki būs apmierinātāki.
So there's two things for leaders to know from this passage.
Un tātad ir divas lietas, ko vadītājiem no šīs te rakstvietas iegūt.
The first is that your work will be lighter.
Pirmais, ka tavs darbs
Easier.
Būs vieglāks.
So let me see a show of hands. How many of you say, I would like that my workload be less?
Un kur no jums var pacelt rokas un teikt, es gribētu, lai mans darba nasta ir mazāk?
So if somebody's not raising their hand, either they're a liar, they don't understand the language.
Tie, kuri neceļ roku, ir vai nu meļi vai nesaprot valodu.
Everybody wants a lighter workload.
Visi grib vieglāku
nastu. And it's not because you're lazy.
Un nevis tāpēc, ka jūs esat slinki.
Because when you have less to do, you're able to focus on the things that you're more passionate about.
Jo tāpēc, ka kad tev ir mazāk ko darīt, tu vari vairāk koncentrēties uz tām lietām, kas tevi ir aizrauj.
See, this is how God has designed it to be. This is why all of us have a different spiritual gift from each other.
Un tā ir Dievs to izveidojis, tāpēc mums ir dažādas garīgās dāvanas.
Is we're supposed to be able to work in our area of passions, we're supposed to be able to work in our area of giftedness.
Jo tāpēc, ka mums ir jādarbojas savās apdāvinātības zonās, saucamajās, tur, kur mēs esam jūtamies stipri un kas ir mūsu talanti.
But I'm convinced that one of the most effective ways that Satan works is by bringing leaders with too much busyness, too many things to do, too many responsibilities.
Bet es esmu pārliecināts, ka viena no efektīvākajām lietām, kā Sātans neutralizē apdāvinātus līderus, ir, ka viņš pārāk daudz darbu viņiem uzliek.
And so then as a pastor, I can say, man, I really love to give Bible studies. I would love to go and give more Bible studies, but I don't have time.
Un es kā mācītājs saku, es gribētu vairāk Bībeles stundas pasniegt, kā es gribētu iet un vairāk Bībeles stundas pasniegt, bet man nav laika.
I have to do these 10 other things before I can even think about that.
Bet man ir vēl jāizdara vēl citas 10 lietas, pirms es varu par to domāt.
But if I had a team of 10 people,
bet ja man būtu 10 cilvēku komanda,
they could take care of these things,
viņi varētu parūpēties par tām lietām,
and I could go and pursue the thing that I'm most passionate about.
Un es varētu darīt to, par ko man ir vislielākā dedzība.
But I love God's word because it doesn't just stop there as a blessing for the leader.
Un man patīk Dieva vārds, jo tas neapstājās tikai, lai atvieglotu vadītāju.
There's also a blessing for those that you're doing ministry with or to.
Bet ir arī svētība paredzēta tiem, ar kuriem darbojies kalpošanā.
It says that the people will go home and they'll be satisfied.
Un tur sacīts, ka visi, arī visa tauta ies savās gaitās ar mieru, jeb apmierināta.
So can you picture how hard the situation was?
Vai jūs varat iedomāties, cik grūta šī situācija bija?
You have a struggle, you have a tension with somebody else, and you come because you want Moses to listen to your dispute.
Tev ir ar kādu cilvēku kaut kāda problēma, un tu gribi, lai Mozes uzklausa to.
You get there first thing in the morning, but there's already a line that's going out the door.
Tu jau esi aizgājis pie Mozes, un tu redzi, ka milzīga rinda ir.
And you wait all day long, you wait all day.
Un visu dienu tu gaidi šajā garajā rindā.
You hear this advice, but you're so angry by that point that you just want to go home.
Dzirdi viņu padomu, bet tai līdz tam jau tu esi tik dusmīgs, ka tu aizēji mājās neapmierināts.
Again, this is just human nature.
Un atkal tā ir vienkārši cilvēciskā daba.
And so what Jethro tells Moses, he says, not only will you be happier, but the people will be able to go home because they'll be much more satisfied.
Un Jethro saka Mozum, nevis vienkārši tu būsi arī laimīgāks, bet cilvēki būs apmierinātāki.
And this is a beauty of doing ministry as a team, is not only are you as the leader able to do more ministry, but your team is able to experience the benefits and you're able to minister to a greater number of people.
Un tas ir šīs komandas kalpošanas skaistums, ka nevis vienkārši tu esi spējīgs darīt vairāk, bet arī tava komanda var būt tik svētīta un piedzīvot brīnišķīgas kalpošanas augļus.
And so continuing with verse 24, it says Moses listened to his father-in-law and he did everything that he said.
Un 24. Pantā sacīts Mozus paklausīja savam sievastāvam un darīja visu, ko viņš teica.
He chose capable men from all Israel. He made them leaders of the people, officials over thousands, over hundreds, over fifties, and over tens.
Mozus izvēlējās labākos vīrus no visu Izraēlu un ieceltos par vadītājiem tautai. Tie bija virsnieki par tūkstošiem, par simtiem, par 50 un par 10.
They served as judges for all the people at all times.
Viņi tie tiesāja tautu visu laiku.
The difficult cases they brought to Moses, but the simple ones they decided for themselves.
Grūtākās lietas tie cēla priekšā Mozum, bet vieglākās lietas iztiesāja paši.
One of the things that I love as a pastor is I love structure.
Viena no lietām, kas man kā mācītājiem patīk, ir struktūra.
I love strategy.
Man patīk stratēģija.
I love thinking about ways of doing things.
Man patīk domāt par to, kā varētu to darīt.
But I don't love the strategy itself. I don't love the structure itself.
Bet man nepatīk struktūra vai stratēģija paša par sevi.
I love it because the results, you have much greater effectiveness when you have structure than when you don't.
Bet man patīk, ka tie rezultāti ir daudz lielāki labāki, ko dod stratēģiju.
And I also love it because you're able to accomplish so much more.
Un man arī tas patīk, tāpēc ka tu esi spējīgs paveikt daudz vairāk.
There's a quote on the screen that says, excellent leaders understand that they can accomplish far more through the wisdom of gifted and committed strategic team of staff and lay members.
Un šeit kāds citāts, izcili līderi saprot, ka viņi var paveikt daudz vairāk caur apdāvinātu un gudru un nodavušos strateģisko komandu nekā vien paši.
And I share this with you because the key is about accomplishing far more than you'd be able to accomplish by yourself.
Un tātad tas atslēgas vārds ir paveikt daudz vairāk.
So here's where we get into the specifics of building a team.
Un tātad šeit mēs runāsim par jau detaļām, kā izveidot komandu.
Whether you find yourself as a pastor or as a leader.
Vienalga vai tu esi mācītājs vai vadītājs vai līderis.
These are the things that you need to begin to do.
Šīs ir lietas, kas tev jāsāk darīt.
So the first thing that you need to do is you need to pray the prayer that we talked about in Matthew chapter 9.
Pirmā lieta ir lūdz šo lūkšanu, kas ir Mateja 9. Nodaļā.
God, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Please send me more workers.
Dievs pļaujumā ir daudz, strādnieki ir maz. Lūdz sūt kādus palīgus.
So when God sends you these workers, you need to begin to notice. You need to begin to look for them.
Bet kad Dievs sūta šos te darbinieks, tev jāsāk ir ievērot, tev jāsāk meklēt viņus.
Because one of the things that I've learned is that the people that come before you aren't going to have a sign on their head or on their chest that says, I'm a leader.
Es iemācījos to, ka cilvēkiem virsū nebūs uzrakstīts uz pieres vai uz krūtīm. Es esmu vadītājs, ņem mani.
They're not going to look the same as you.
Viņi nestīsies tāpat kā tu.
They're not going to talk the same way as you.
Viņi nerunās tādā pašā veidā kā tu.
They're not going to think the same way as you.
Viņi nedomās tāpat kā tu.
But God is bringing them to you so that you can build a complementary team.
Bet Dievs viņus tev dod, lai tu varētu izveidot papildinošu komandu.
And so one of the things that I've told pastors for a long time is that your number one responsibility.
Un viena lieta, ko es esmu mācītājiem daudzreiz teicis, jūsu pirmā atbildība.
Outside of your spiritual context, obviously.
Neskaitot savu garīgo kontekstu.
Is that you're to be a talent scout.
Ka jums ir jābūt talentu skautam, jeb talentu meklētājam.
You're to look at your members, you're to look at the people that you have, and you're to look at the abilities that they have.
Jums ir jāvēro savu draudzes locekļu, jāievēro viņu talentu, viņu spējas.
A talent scout looks at somebody and they said, wow, you're not living up to your full potential yet, but with a little bit of work, I think we can get you there.
Talent meklētājs ierauk kādu cilvēku, viņš saka, tu vēl neesi pilnībā nerealizējis savu potenciālu, bet mazliet palīdzības un tev tas izdotos.
And so as a leader, what you're supposed to do is as people are coming to you, you need to look and identify what talents, what abilities, what gifts does this person have and how can I help use them on my team?
Un kā vadītājam tev jāstāst tie cilvēki, kas ir tev apkārt, kas nāk pie tevis, jāvēro, kādi ir viņu talanti, viņu dāvanas un kā es varu tās izmantot.
So in my ministry context,
manā kalpošanas kontekstā,
I'm working quite a bit with young adults.
Es diezgan daudz strādāju ar pieaugušiem jauniešiem.
And I was doing everything myself.
Un es darīju visu viens pats.
And I just like Jethro said to Moses, I said to myself, this is no good.
Un es tāpat kā Jetros teica Mozum, teicu sev, tas nav labi.
I need a team.
Man ir vajadzīga komanda.
And so I began praying Matthew 9:38.
Un es sāku lūgt Mateja 9:37.
And people began to come.
Un cilvēki sāk nākt.
But I started looking at these people saying, well, I don't know how you can help me. You're not really the person that I was looking for.
Un es sāku skatīties tiem cilvēkiem, teicu, nu, es nezinu, tu neesi īsti tas cilvēks, ko es meklēju.
Well, the ideas that you're talking about, they don't really match what I'm passionate about.
Jo viņi nav, viņiem nav dedzība par to, kas, par to, ko man ir.
Well, that's good for you guys, but I don't think that's going to work with where I want to go.
Nu, tas ir jauka jums tāda ir, jūs esat par kaut ko iedugušies, bet, nu, es negribu šajā virzienā iet.
And so, as God has to do many times.
Un tā kā Dievam vajag darīt bieži vien.
He had to hit me on the head.
Viņam vajadzēja iesist man pa galvu.
He had to say, Adam, look, I'm sending you these people.
Viņam vajadzēja teikt, Adam, paskaties, es tev sūtu šos cilvēkus.
And it's your responsibility as a leader to figure out how to utilize them, how to use them effectively.
Un tā ir tava atbildība kā vadītājam izdomāt, kā viņi var tikt iesaistīti.
And so I began to look at what were the commonalities between us. Instead of focusing on the differences, what are the things that are common about us?
Un tad es sāku nevis tā vietā, lai koncentrētos uz atšķirībām, bet sāku saredzēt, kas mums kopīgs.
And I quickly learned that the things that all of us cared about were relationships.
Un es ātri iemācījos, ka lieta, par ko mums, kas mums visiem rūp, ir attiecības.
And so I began to think and think and think, how can I use this? How can I use this?
Un es sāku domāt un domāt un domāt un domāt, kā es to varu izmantot.
And we'll talk more about that at the end.
Un beigās mēs par to vairāk runāsim.
So the next thing you need to do as a leader is you need to begin to organize these people that you already have. Team building as a leader is your responsibility.
Un nākamā lieta ir svarīga organizēt šos te cilvēkus un uzbūvēt komandu no tiem, kas jau tev ir.
And I'm not going to sugarcoat it to you and say that it's an easy process.
Un es jums neapklāšu to visu ar cukuru mērci un teikšu, ka tas ir ļoti viegli.
Because you will take far more of your energy at the beginning working with people and building this team.
Jo jums tas prasīs daudz lielas daudz enerģijas.
Than if you were just to do it yourself.
Jo tas jums prasītu daudz vairāk enerģijas mēģināt kopā sastrādāties, nekā jūs paši mēģināt kaut ko
darīt. It's so much easier to do it yourself.
Ir daudz vieglāk darīt pašam.
But as a leader, that's not what you're called to do.
Bet tā kā tu esi vadītājs, tu neesi aicināts to darīt.
You're called to train other leaders, train teams.
Apmācīt citus līderus, apmācīt komandas.
And so I'm going to stand before you and tell you that it's hard to build a team. It's not easy.
Un es jums stāvu priekšā un apgalvoju un saku jums, ka izveidot komandas, apmācīt komandas nav viegli.
But the initial work that you put into the beginning,
bet sākotnējais darbs, ko jūs ieguldat sākumā,
will pay off in far greater results than the work that you put in.
Atmaksāsies daudz lielākā mērā nekā jūs esat ieguldījuši.
So as you have this understanding that it is going to take a lot of time, it's going to take a lot of energy.
Un ar šo te sapratni, ka tas prasīs daudz laika, daudz enerģijas.
You begin working with those that you have to create a structure, some type of a structure that will work in your context.
Tu sāc strādāt ar tiem, kas tev jau ir kaut kādu veidu struktūru izveidot.
And I just want to pause for just a second and share this important thing with you.
Un es gribu mazliet apstāties un līdzdalīt svarīgu lietu.
That one of the reasons why we're here with you as a leadership team presenting some of these materials for you.
Ka viena no lietām, kāpēc mēs esam šeit ar mūsu runātāju komandu.
It's not necessarily because we're experts in this or we have the golden way in which it's to work.
Nav noteikti tāpēc, ka mēs esam kaut kādi eksperti savā jomā un mums kaut kāds zelta ceļš, zelta formula.
We're here to take the ministry context that God has given us and look at what the principles are.
Mēs esam paņēmuši savu kalpošanas kontekstu un vienkārši paskatījušies, kādi ir principi.
Deliver the principles to you.
tos mēs jums sniedzam.
And then you have to figure out what works for you.
Un jums ir jāizdomā, kas darbojas jums.
And so the things that we're focusing on are not so much like a 1-2-3 plan and then you have your beautiful team.
Un šeit mēs nerunājam tagad par tādu 1-2-3 pa soļiem pēc kārtas plānu.
It's more the biblical principles behind the importance of building a team in this case.
Vairāk mēs runājam par tādiem bībliskiem principiem komandas izveidošanā.
And so I can tell you what a structure looks like. I can tell you a great structure. We just read one in the book of Exodus.
Es jums varu pateikt, kāda izskatās lieliska struktūra. Mēs izlasījām tādu tikko otrā Mozes.
But that might not work in your context.
Bet tā var nedarboties jūsu kontekstā.
I'll share my context in just a minute.
Es parunāšu par savu vidi.
So as we continue with the principles of building a team, the next area that you have to do after you begin working with this structure, begin creating the structure that works for you.
Bet tagad turpinot par komandas izveidošanas principiem, tātad jūs tur strādāt, lai izveidotu struktūru, kas darbojas.
Is you need to begin to identify those that are coming that have the biggest vision.
Un lai to darīt, jums vajag no sākuma sākt identificēt tos, kam ir vislielākā vīzija.
Vision is so important in God's work.
Vīzija ir tik svarīga Dieva darbā.
I know you've probably met people that have a bigger vision, you've probably met people that have a smaller vision.
Es zinu, ka jūs esat noteikti satikuši cilvēkus, kuriem ir lielāka vīzija un tādus, kuriem ir mazāka vīzija.
I hope that you've never met anyone that has no vision, but maybe you have.
Es ceru, ka jūs neesat satikuši tādus, kuriem vispār nav vīzijas, bet droši vien, ka esat.
And so what you need to begin to do is identify those that have the biggest vision.
Jums vajag identificēt tos, kuriem ir vislielākā vīzija.
So my vision is not for my local church where I'm pastoring.
Tad mana vīzija nav manai vietējai draudzei, kuras esmu mācītājs.
I have about 650, 660 church members.
Man ir apmēram 650 draudzes locekļi.
And so a lot of people would say, wow, that's a really big church. That must take a whole lot of work.
Un daudz saka, tev ir tiešām liela draudz, droši vien daudz darba.
My vision is for all 4.2 million people in the city of Houston.
Bet mana vīzija ir visiem 4,2 miljoniem iedzīvotāju, kas ir Houstonā.
I don't want to settle for the 650 that are already inside of my church.
Es negribu būt apmierināts ar 600 cilvēkiem, kas ir manā draudzē.
I want to reach the 4.2 million that aren't in my church.
Es gribu aizsniegt 4,2 miljonus, kas nav manā draudzē.
And so I challenge those of you that are in the Baltic Union.
Un es izaicinu jūs, kas esat Baltijas Unijā.
Begin thinking how can I reach the 7+ million people that are in this union.
Sāciet domāt, kā aizsniegt vairāk kā 7 miljonus.
Those of you that are from Riga, how can I begin to reach the 750,000 people that are in Riga?
Tie, kas esat Rīgā, kā es varu aizsniegt 750 tūkstošus, kas ir šeit?
The young adults that are here, those that are under the age of 30.
Pieauguši jaunieši, kas ir vecumā līdz 30.
How can I begin to reach out to these campuses, these universities, and share my faith, share the Bible with these college students, these university students?
Kā es varu aizsniegt, kā es varu līdzdalīt savu ticību, līdzdalīt Bībeli ar šiem universitātes studentiem?
Because unless you have this big vision,
jo kamēr tev nebūs šī te lielā vīzija,
it's hard to accomplish anything on this scale.
Ir grūti paveikt kaut ko šajā mērogā.
And you have to be strategic in understanding that you can't just say, okay, I want to reach all 4.2 million and therefore I'm going to reach all 4.2 million.
Un, protams, tev jāsaprot, jābūt arī stratēģijai. Tu nevar vienkārši teikt, es gribu aizsniegt 4 miljonus un tāpēc es arī aizsniegšu 4 miljonus.
But if I was only focused on those in my church, I wouldn't even think about those outside of my church.
Bet es koncentrējos tikai uz tiem, kas ir manā draudzē, es pat neiedomātos par tiem, kas ir ārpus.
And so instead what I do is I say, how can I use these 650 leaders, workers inside of my church?
Tā vietā es saku, kā es varu šos te 600 un vairāk cilvēkus izlietot, lai aizsniegtu tos.
To go out and reach the city of Houston.
Tos, lai aizsniegtu Houstonas pilsētu.
How can I, as a leader in my context, go out and reach the city of Riga?
Kā es, kā vadītājs, varu aizsniegt Rīgas pilsētu?
What's the largest city in Lithuania?
Kas ir lielākā pilsēta Lietuvā?
How can I go and reach that city? What's the largest city in Estonia?
Šo pilsētu Viļņu. Tallinn.
How can I go out and reach that city?
Aizsniegt Tallinu.
These are the kind of scopes that you have because then it changes your perspective on how you do ministry.
Tie ir tie mēroki, kas maina mūsu redzējumu, kā mēs kalpojam.
And I'm going to share a devotional with the leaders tomorrow morning about the importance of why God wants to change our perspective.
Un rītdien es vadīšu svētbrīdi par tēmu, kā vadītājiem mainīt redzējumu.
But I know many of you have a big vision already, and I know many of you that know people with big visions as well. So begin looking for people that have a big vision.
Es zinu, ka daudz no jums jau ir lielas vīzijas, un es zinu, ka daudz no jums zina cilvēkus, kuriem ir liela vīzija. Tāpēc sāciet domāt par šiem cilvēkiem.
And what I love so much about somebody with a big vision.
Un tas, kas man ļoti patīk cilvēkam, kuram ir liela vīzija.
Is that they understand that they can't be the only ones doing the work.
Šie cilvēki saprot, ka viņi nevar būt vienīgie, kas dara šo darbu.
If I have a small vision,
ja man ir maza vīzija,
I can probably accomplish it by myself.
Es droši vien pats to varu arī paveikt.
But if I have a big vision,
bet ja man ir liela vīzija,
it's going to take a team or many teams to accomplish this vision.
Tas prasīs komandu vai vairākas komandas, lai piepildītu šo vīziju.
And this is the importance of having a team, is to be able to accomplish more than you could if you were by yourself.
Un šis ir tas komandas svarīgums, ka tu var paveikt daudz vairāk nekā viens pats.
The next thing that you need to do as well is as you begin putting your team together, you need to begin sharing publicly the benefits that are happening.
The benefits that are happening.
Happening within the team building.
Jā, un viena no lietām, kas ir jāsāk darīt, tad, kad ir izveidot komanda, tev ir jāsāk publiski līdzdalīt šos te komandas darba ieguvumus.
So one of the things that I learned very early on in ministry.
Ļoti ātri savā kalpošanā iemācījos.
And maybe you can relate to this as well.
Un varbūt jūs arī varat uz to atsaukties.
Is that I saw God doing so many amazing things.
Es redzēju, ka Dievs dara tik daudz brīnišķīgas lietas.
And I would think that everyone else saw the amazing things that God was doing as well.
Un es domāju, ka arī visi citi redz tās apbrīnojamās lietas.
But I would ask questions and I would say, how did you see God work this week?
Un kad es viņiem jautāju, kā tu redzēji Dievu darbojamies šonadēļ?
And people would be scratching their heads thinking, well, I'm here, I'm alive.
Cilvēki kasīja savu galvu un teica, nu, es esmu dzīvs.
Which is true and it's something to praise God for, but what about everything else?
Un tā ir taisnība, mēs varam slavēt par to Dievu, bet kā ar vispārējo?
And so I learned quickly that not everyone else is involved in ministry the same way that I was.
Un es ātri iemācījos, ka citi nav iesaistīti kalpošanā tāpat kā es.
So I'm coming from the hospital where God has just healed somebody.
Un es nāku no slimnīcas, kur Dievs tikko dziedinājis kādu.
I'm coming from a Bible study where somebody has just accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
Es nāku no Bībeles stundām, kur kāds ir pieņēmis Jēzu par savu glābēju.
I'm seeing God work in amazing ways with the team that we're developing.
Un es redzu, kā Dievs brīnišķīgi darbojas ar komandu un kā lietas attīstās.
But nobody else saw that.
Bet neviens cits to neredzēja.
And so I learned that one of the responsibilities that's on a leader.
Un es atklāju, ka viena atbildība kā līderim, viena atbildībām ir
is to share what God is doing with everyone else.
Ir līdzdalīt citiem, ko Dievs dara.
So anytime I lead a meeting with a team,
katru reizi, kad es vadu kādu sanāksmi ar komandu,
after we pray,
pēc tam, kad mēs lūdzam,
the first question I always ask
pirmais jautājums, ko es vienmēr jautāju,
is how have you seen God work through you, through your ministry, through your team?
Kā tu esi redzējis Dievu darbojamies caur tevi, caur tavu komandu?
And at the beginning many people say, well, I haven't seen a whole lot.
Un sākumā cilvēks saka, nu, es īpaši neko daudz neredzu.
But I challenge them as they go on, well, continue looking, continue seeing how God is leading.
Bet es viņus izaicinu turpinājumā sacīdams, turpin meklēt, turpin ieraudzīt, turpin redzēt.
And so it's so incredible to me that when the next time or the time after that we come together and I ask this same question, they said, man, I can't wait to share. I have so many ways that God has been leading.
Brīnišķīgi nākamajās reizēs redzēt, ka cilvēks jau nevar sagaidīt, kad viņš varēs līdzdalīt, kāds viņam piedzīvojums ir.
So what I want you to do at this time,
un šobrīd es gribu, lai jūs
I want you to turn to either a person right next to you or right behind you.
Es gribu, lai jūs pagriežaties ar cilvēku, kas ir jums blakus vai aiz muguras.
Make sure nobody's left out.
Pārliecinieties, lai neviens
And netiek I want you to tell the person next to you.
Un pasakiet šim cilvēkam.
How you've seen God at work this week.
Kā jūs esat redzējuši Dievu darbojamies šonadēļ?
What is a way that you've seen God at work this week in your life?
Kā tu esi redzējis Dievu darbojamies šonadēļ savā dzīvē?
All right, turn to somebody and share.
Pagriezieties viens pret otru un līdzdaliet.
All right, let's go ahead and come back together. I encourage you to continue those conversations.
Jā, mēs tagad pārtrauksim, jūs esat jau aizrāvušies, ļoti labi. Jūs varēsiet turpināt arī vēlāk.
This is one of the things that I will challenge each of you with.
Tas ir tas, ko es jums izaicinu, katram metu tādu izaicinājumu.
Two things. The first one is as a leader.
divas lietas. Pirmā, kā līderim.
This is what always needs to shape your perspective.
Tas ir tas, šī te jautājums ir vienam vienmēr jāveido jūsu redzējumu.
It's very, very easy to focus on the negative.
Ir ļoti, ļoti viegli koncentrēties uz negatīvo.
One of the things that Damas said at the beginning was, hey, let me think for a second, I got to think about it, which is very common, this is very common.
Viena no lietām, ko Daumans teica uzreiz, man jāpadomā.
But if I had asked you, hey, share a challenge that you have with me, would you have said the same thing?
Challenge with you?
A challenge that you face this week, would you have shared the same thing? No. Probably not, because you could share, hey, I just had a challenge parking, I just had a challenge, whatever.
Bet ja es viņam jautātu, kāds tavs izaicinājums vai kāda problēma, tad uzreiz būtu prātā kaut kāda doma.
Because we think about our challenges all the time, we think about the negative things all the time.
Jo mēs par negatīvām lietām visu laiku domājam, par izaicinājumu problēmām visu laiku.
But a quote that I want you to write down.
Bet citāts, ko es vēlos, lai jūs pierakstat.
At least try to memorize it.
Vai vismaz atceraties.
It's very easy.
Ļoti vienkārši.
As goes the leader. Sorry. As goes the leader.
Finish.
So goes the church.
Kāds ir vadītājs, tāds ir tāda ir draudze.
So if you look at your church members and you say, "Man, they're always complaining about things. Man, they're always negative."
Un ja jūs skatāties uz savu draudzi, un jūs domājat, bāc, viņi visu laiku sūdzās par kaut ko, visu laiku redz negatīvo.
Guess what?
Uzminiet.
You need to look in a mirror.
Jums jāpastās spogulī.
Because this is the reality.
Jo tā ir realitāte.
As goes the leader, so goes the church.
Kāds ir vadītājs, tāds ir tāda ir draudze.
I absolutely guarantee you, as the leader, if you continue to focus on the blessings that you're seeing God doing.
Es absolūti garantēju, jūs kā vadītājs koncentrēsieties uz svētībām.
Those that are on your team, the members of your church, if you're a pastor.
Jūsu komandas locekļi, jūsu draudzes locekļi.
They're going to be excited.
Viņi būs sajūsmināti.
They're going to be excited about what God can do.
Viņi būs sajūsmināti par to, ko Dievs dara.
And so I give you my permission.
Un tātad es dodu jums savu atļauju.
Not that you need it. Not that you need it.
Nevis tāpēc, ka jums tā bija vajadzīga.
To use this question at any of the meetings that you're involved with. How have you seen God at work this week in your life?
Izmantot šo jautājumu, kā jūs esat redzējuši Dievu darbojamies, jebkurā jūs sanāksmē tikšanās reizē.
I'm going to be radical this afternoon.
Es būšu radikāls šo pēcpusdienu.
What would it look like?
Kā tas izskatītos?
If you ask this question at the start of a Sabbath school class.
Ja jūs to pajautāt Sabbath skolas sākumā.
I know you want to take the whole lesson and get in there and study it. We need the whole hour to study the lesson.
Es zinu, ka mums taču ir stunda, lai izpētītu nodarbību.
But what if you took just a few minutes at the beginning of your class to say, class, how has everyone seen God at work this week in their lives?
Bet kas būtu, ja jūs stundas sākumā pajautātu, kā jūs esat redzējuši Dievu darbojamies?
I'll leave it right there.
Es jūs tur arī atstāšu.
So share publicly the benefits of what God is doing.
Publiski izdaliet šos te ieguvumus un piedzīvojumus, ko Dievs dara.
Another result of this, of what will happen, is people naturally want to be a part of something that's good.
Un viens no rezultātiem, kas dabiski rodas, ir, ka cilvēki grib būt daļa no tā, kur notiek kaut kas pozitīvs.
You don't have to convince people when there's something that's exciting, something that's gaining momentum, to come and be a part of it.
Jums nevajag daudz pūles, lai pārliecinātu kādu cilvēku pievienoties tur, kur jau kaut kas notiek, tur, kur jau ir pozitīvi rezultāti.
So I don't necessarily have the right context here, but I'm, you know Disneyland?
Jūs zinat, kas ir Disneylanda?
Maybe like Tarzan's of Latvia?
Varbūt Tarzan's Siguldā?
Maybe a little bit bigger. But how many parents, if you have children, how many of the parents would have to convince your children, would have to twist their arm, hey, let's go to Disneyland?
Bet cik vecākiem vajadzētu pierunāt un vilktais rokas bērns uz Disneylandu?
You don't have to, right? They already want to go on their own.
Nevajadzētu, viņi jau paši grib, vai ne?
And this is innate in all humans, is that we naturally want to be a part of something that's good.
Un tas ir mūsu dabā, ka mēs gribam pievienoties kaut kam tādam, kas, kur notiek kaut kas labs.
And so as you begin to share what God is doing in your team, what God is doing with your group,
jums līdzdalot tās pozitīvās lietas, kas notiek jūsu komandā, jūsu grupā.
People are going to drop the things that aren't as healthy, that aren't as good, that aren't as productive.
Cilvēki atmetīs tās lietas, kas nav pietiekami veselīgas, produktīvas, labas.
And they're going to come over here and they're going to say, "Man, I really want to be a part of what's happening over here."
Un viņi nāks un teiks, Klau tiešām grib pievienoties šai komandai.
And guess what? You're able to add them as part of the team.
Un tu varēsi pievienot viņus kā daļu no komandas.
So one of the things that I forgot to write down, but is very important.
Viena no lietām, ko es aizmirsu šeit uzlikt uz ekrāna, bet kas ir svarīga.
Is as a leader, you need to make sure that you have an easy structure that integrates new people.
Kā vadītājam tev ir vajadzīga vienkārša struktūra, kur ir viegli kādam pievienoties un iekļauties.
So one of the US presidents when they were talking about trying to increase the US economy.
Viens no Amerikas prezidentiem, kur viņam jautāja par to, kā uzlabot Amerikas ekonomiku.
And create new jobs.
Un radīt jaunas darba vietas.
When he was addressing Congress, he said before them.
Kad viņš runāja uz Kongresu, viņš teica.
We need to have shovel ready jobs.
Mums vajadzīgi darbi.
Shovel ready jobs. You know a shovel?
Yeah.
Shovel ready jobs.
Mums vajadzīgi darbi, kur nepieciešama lāpsta.
So what is the idea?
Kas ir tā doma?
The idea is that I can easily hand you a shovel.
Tā doma ir tāda, kad viegli ir iedot lāpstu.
And I can show you where I want you to dig.
Un es tev varu parādīt, kur rakt.
So it's very, very easy.
Ļoti, ļoti vienkārši.
So I hand you the shovel and you go to work.
Tad es jums parādu lāpstu un jūs ejat pie darba.
So in a church context as well, we need jobs that are shovel ready.
Mums vajag arī mūsu draudzēs darbus, kur ir viegli, kurus viegli izdarīt.
So if we get a brand new person in and we say, hey, this next time we do something together, I want you to play the piano.
Un nākamajā, tad, kad ir draudzē kāds jauns cilvēks, un mēs sakām, nākamajā reizē es gribu, lai tu spēlē klavieres.
Is that gonna work?
Vai tas darbosies?
If they play the piano, but yeah. If they don't play the piano, what are you going to do?
Ja viņš spēlē klavieres, tad jā, bet ja nē, tad nē.
Hey, I want you to preach next week, but you've never been trained how to preach.
Es gribu, lai tu sludini nākamajā nedēļā.
But what happens if you were to say to them instead, hey, I'd like you to stand at the door and have a smile and hand out a bulletin.
Bet kā būtu, ja es teiktu, vai tu nevarētu nākamajā sabatā stāvēt pie durvīm un pasniegt programmu un
Hey,
smaidīt.
I'd like you to be a part of helping to serve fellowship food downstairs when we have our next lunch.
Vai palīdzēt uzklāt pusdienas, kad mums būs sadraudzības.
And it all depends on what your ministry context is.
Un tas viss ir atkarīgs no tā, kas ir jūsu kalpošanas konteksts.
But no matter what it is, you can have something where you can easily integrate new people into.
Bet vienalga, kas tas ir, jums vajadzīgs ir kaut kas, ar ko jūs ātri varat cilvēku iekļaut, integrēt.
So and this is where as a leader you have to be wise in what people's spiritual gifts are.
Un tur jums kā vadītājiem ir jābūt gudram, kas ir cilvēka garīgās dāvanas.
And so you find the person that's very hospitable, the person that's very friendly with everyone.
Jūs, piemēram, ieraugat cilvēku, kurš ir ļoti draudzīgs, kurš ļoti viesmīlīgs.
And in a small group setting, this is the person that you have do the welcome and you have get to know people.
Mazās grupas kontekstā tas ir cilvēks, kurš sagaida, kurš apsveicinās, kurš iepazīstās.
You find the person that has the gift of being able to teach and you say, hey, would you be willing to teach the Bible study in our small group?
Un varbūt ir cilvēks, kurš labi māca vai pasniedz, vai tu nevarētu būt mazās grupas nodarbību kādu vadīt.
You find the person that's into technology and you say, hey, can you use your gifts that you have to help me with a PowerPoint that will be used for ministry?
Tu redzi cilvēku, kuram ir dāvana darbā ar tehnoloģijām, tu viņam saki, vai tu nevarētu man palīdzēt man prezentāciju uzstādīt, izveidot.
And so this goes back to you then as the leader being a talent scout of those that you're working with.
Un tad mēs atgriežamies pie domas, ka tu kā vadītājs esi talentu skauts jeb meklētājs.
Is two, you number one, you have to know people and know a little bit about their gifts.
Pirmais ir tas, ka tev ir vajadzīgs zināt par dāvanām.
But you also have to see the potential that they have, the growth ability that they have.
Tev nepieciešams arī redzēt potenciālu, to izaugsmas iespējamību viņos.
So there's a lot of benefits of sharing things publicly. There's many more things that we could share, but we're going to move on.
Tātad ir daudz ieguvumi, kad mēs līdzdalām publiski.
The next thing that you as a leader can do, because I know many of you probably say, well, these are all good ideas, and I'm sure this worked for you, but I don't think this is going to work for me.
Daži no jums saka, nu, tās labas idejas, tas droši vien strādā tev, bet nestrādā man.
But this is something that all of you can do when you leave today.
Bet šī būs viena no lietām, ko jūs visi varat darīt, kad jūs šeit atstāsiet šīs.
Whenever you do something ministry related,
vienalga, kad jūs darat kaut ko saistīt ar kalpošanu,
take one person with you.
Ņemiet līdzi kādu cilvēku.
So say you have to go and visit with somebody.
Piemēram, jums ir kāds jāiet jāapmeklē.
Take one person with you to go and visit them.
Paņemiet vienu cilvēku līdzi.
Say you need to prepare a Bible study for somebody.
Vai, piemēram, jums ir jāskatavo Bībeles stundu kādam.
Have somebody come and help you prepare the Bible study.
Uzaicināt kādu, kas jums palīdzētu to darīt.
All of you have at least one person in your church that would be willing to walk alongside you.
Katram no jums ir vismaz viens cilvēks, kas labprātīgs būtu jums pievienoties.
And so begin to use what Paul did and take people along with you. Model what it looks like to do ministry.
Un sāciet darīt tā, kā Pāvils darīja, vienmēr ņēma kādu cilvēku un rādiet piemēru, kā kalpot.
How many of you say I can take somebody along with me the next time I do something ministry related?
Cik no jums varat teikt, es varu paņemt kādu līdzi nākamreiz, kad došos kalpot?
Awesome. And if you don't know somebody, turn to the person that's next to you if you came from the same country and say I'm taking you with me next time I do something.
Ja jums nav tās cilvēks, pagriezieties tas, kas jums ir blakus un ja jūs esat no vienas valsts, tad sakiet, es ņemu tevi.
But it's better if you take somebody else that may not be a leader yet.
Bet ir labāk, ja tu jau paņem kādu, kurš nav vēl vadītājs vai līderis.
And so this ties into the last one as well, which is just simply bring others along with you as you do the work of ministry.
Jā, un tas sasaucās ar nākamo, kad ņem vēl citus līdz, darot kalpošanu.
So one of the things that I found is that as I began to share publicly the benefits, and I was always sharing, God is so good, God is doing this, it's so amazing.
Un viena no lietām, ko es atklāju, tad, kad es sāku līdzdalīt, ka Dievs ir tik brīnišķīgs, viņš darīs to un to, mums tā gāja.
People would say, well, I don't know.
Un tas cilvēks teica, nu, es nezinu.
And so I would say, okay, you want to see? Come with me next time and see for yourself what God is doing.
Tu gribi redzēt? Nāc man līdz nākamreiz.
And so I want to share a little bit of our ministry context with you, just so you can see what God is doing and how he blesses this.
Un līdz ar to es labprāt padalītos ar to, kā Dievs ir mani svētījis manā kalpošanā.
So I realize my ministry context is probably very different from yours.
Droši vien, mana kalpošana atšķiras no jūsējās.
But young people are the same everywhere, regardless of culture.
Bet jaunieši ir visur vienādi, neskatoties uz kultūru.
And so one of the things that I quickly found is that we have so many young adults, I have no idea what to do with them.
Un es atklāju, ka ir ļoti daudz jauniešu, un es nezinu, ko ar viņiem darīt.
And any young adults that are here today, you know that one of the number one things that you're looking for
Un citi, kas jūs esat jaunieši, jūs zināt, viena no lietām, uz ko viņi meklē,
is being involved in meaningful ways.
Ka jaunieši vēlas tikt iesaistīti nozīmīgā veidā.
Being part of something that makes a difference.
Būt daļa no kaut kā, kas rada pārmaiņas.
And so I couldn't just say, hey, you guys go and do this, and you guys go and do this, but what is it that we're going to do to make a difference in this city?
Un es nevarēju teikt, nu, jūs dariet to, jūs dariet to, jūs dariet to, bet kopā es aicināju runāt, ko mēs varētu darīt, lai veikt kādas pozitīvas pārmaiņas.
And so this is the amazing thing about God, how God uses the vision of the leader to influence the team.
Un tā ir tā brīnišķīgā lieta, kā Dievs izmanto vadītāja vīziju, kas ietekmē komandu.
Is my vision is for the entire city of Houston. I've already told you this.
Un es jau jums teicu, ka mana vīzija ir visai Houstonas pilsētē.
My passion is about helping other people experience the blessings, the joy of doing ministry.
Mana vīzija ir palīdzēt citiem piedzīvot svētības un prieku kalpojot citiem.
My passion is about building teams.
Mana dedzība ir par komandas veidošanu.
My passion is not small groups.
Mana dedzība nav par mazajām grupām.
I don't actually particularly like small groups.
Man tā īsti nemaz nepatīk mazās grupas.
But this is how God works, is I had a whole bunch of young adults that loved small groups.
Un Tas ir tas, kur es nokļuvu. Man bija daudz jauniešu, kuriem patika mazās grupas.
And so I was saying, how can I take what my vision and my passions are and help to create a structure in which these young adults feel like they're a part of something significant?
Un es domāju, kā man strādāt ar šiem jauniešiem, piepildot to vīziju un izveidot struktūru, kur viņi var darboties.
And so what we started doing is we took the few young adults that we had, we would meet together, we would pray together and say, God, how do you want us to go forward?
Un tad es paņēmu dažus jauniešus un sākām lūgt un kopā domāt, Dievs, kā mēs varam virzīties uz priekšu.
And one of the important lessons that I will share with you right as we're ending here is that sometimes it's better to look at what God is already doing.
Un viena no svarīgajām mācībām, ko es ieguvu, ir, ka...
Sometimes it's better to look at what God is already doing.
Dažreiz ir labāk skatīties, ko Dievs jau dara.
Than it is to try to create something brand new.
Nevis mēģināt radīt kaut ko pilnīgi jaunu.
So I don't know, do they surf in this area? Or you know surfing?
Es nezinu, vai viņi surfo šajā.
Might be a little cold on the Baltic Sea.
Dušan Baltijas jūrā mazliet palēs.
But you understand the idea of surfing is that you catch a wave, right?
But you saprot, ka surfing, surfošanas ideja ir noķert vilni.
So if there's no waves, it's very hard to surf.
Ja nav viļņu, ir ļoti grūti surfot.
I think that would just be called standing.
To varētu nosaukt arī par
stāvēšanu. Because you wouldn't be going anywhere.
Jo tu nekur nevar nokļūt.
And so maybe you can have a couple of friends behind you that are making waves, that are pushing the water.
Varbūt tu vari atrast dažus draugus, kuri taisa viļņus un grūž ūdeni.
You probably wouldn't have too much fun.
Droši vien pārāk daudz prieka nebūtu.
So the idea is that you look for what God is already doing, the waves that are already there.
Un tā ideja ir tāda, ka tu mēģini ieraudzīt tos viļņus, kas jau ir, ko Dievs jau dara.
And you simply say, hey, I'm going to catch God's wave. I'm going to be a part of what he's doing.
Un tu saki, es vienkārši mēģināšu noķert Dievu vilni, to, ko viņš jau dara.
And so this is what we did. We said, there's already a lot of success with different small groups that exist of young adults in Houston.
Un to mēs arī darījām. Mēs redzējām, ka ir jau diezgan liela panākuma ar mazajām grupām Houstonā.
We're just going to come alongside and we're going to give it some structure. We're going to give it some support.
Un mēs nāksim vienkārši palīgā, lai mazliet atbalstītu, iedot kādu struktūru.
And so as a pastor, my job is to create more and more leaders.
Un man kā mācītāja darbs ir radīt vairāk un vairāk līderu.
And so what I did is I looked at every small group that was there and potential other small groups.
Es skatījos uz katru mazo grupu, kas bija, un vēl potenciālām nākamajām grupām.
And I said, hey, let's put three leaders in every single group.
Ieliksim trīs līderus no katras grupas.
So you can see that there's an in-reach leader.
Tātad tur bija trīs veidi līderi. Tātad līderis, kas darbojas, lai aizsniegtu iekšieni.
This is the person that cares about the relationships, the hospitality, the nurturing. They're the ones that remember everybody's names.
Cilvēks, kas rūpējas par iekšējo sadraudzību, viesmīlību, tas, kurš atceras visu vārdus.
And if somebody doesn't show up this week, they're going to be the ones that go on Facebook or send them a text message or give them a phone call saying, hey, we missed you this week.
Un ja kāds neprādās tajā mazajā grupā, tas cilvēks, kurš dot Facebookā kādu ziņu vai piezvan un saka, mums tavs pietrūk.
And one of my problems with small groups is it was always just focused on us. And I have an issue anytime we just focus on us.
Un viena no manām problēmām mazajās grupās bija tas, kad tur bija koncentrēšanās vienmēr uz mums.
So I said, hey, let's make every small group have an outreach leader that can focus on how this small group can do something beyond themselves.
Un es teicu, kā būtu, ja būtu kāds katrā grupā vadītājs, līderis, kurš koncentrējās uz ārpus, uz tiem cilvēkiem, kas nav.
And so every small group that we have, even though they might be studying the book of Daniel as a small group,
un katru mazo grupu, kas sapulcējās, pat ja tā grupa pētī, piemēram, Daniela grāmatu,
they're expected to do one outreach project per month.
Viņiem vajadzēja izveidot vienu evangelizācijas projektu.
So for example, and this might be one that works really well in this area.
Un piemēram, tas varētu būt kaut kas tāds, kas varētu darboties arī šeit.
We have a group on the University of Houston's campus.
Mums ir mazā grupa, kas darbojās Houstonas universitātē.
And I don't know how it works here. Maybe you can actually be on the campus or maybe you're right across from the campus.
Es nezinu, kā tas ir šeit, bet vai jūs varat būt tieši universitātē vai kaut kur netālu.
So their favorite outreach project to do?
Un viņu mīļākais šis te evangelizācijas projekts.
Is they like to prepare food?
Viņi gatavo ēdienu.
They like to set up a tent on the campus.
uztais telti
And they like to give food to any college student that comes and then they're able to engage in conversation and make new friends.
Un dot vienkārši ēdienu par brīvu un sarunāties un izveidot draudzības.
And as has been mentioned, I think earlier this morning, which college student doesn't or maybe last night, which college student doesn't like food?
Tā kā tik minēts, no kuram studentam gan nav vajadzīgs ēdiens.
And so it seems very simple, but imagine all of you that went to college, imagine during finals times when you're stressed and you're worried about your papers and your projects.
Un iedomājieties, piemēram, sesijas laikā, kad ir uztraukums un nav laika domāt par ēdienu.
A group comes and gives you a meal that you don't have to then worry about. You can eat the meal, you can go back to studying.
Un ir grupa, kas piedāvā ēdienu, un tev nav par to jāuztraucās, tu vari iet.
But I'm sure you guys are far more creative and you'll come up with far greater ideas. This is just to begin the process.
Bet tas tā ir vienkārši tāda ideja, noteikti jūs esat vēl radošāki, lai kaut ko tādu izdomāt.
And the last one is the outreach leader, the person that's responsible for the spiritual content of the group.
Un trešais vadītājs ir kas ir atbildīgs par garīgo izaugsmi.
And I could share with you more about the structure, but it's really not the importance about what I'm doing. The importance is about what you're going to take out of this and what you're going to do.
Es varētu līdzdalīt daudz vairāk, bet nav tik svarīgi man līdzdalīt, ko mēs daram, bet jums ko jūs varat paņemt no tā, ko es līdzdalu.
The amazing thing is we started with these small groups.
Abrīnojamākā lieta, mums sākot darbu ar šīm mazajām grupām.
We began to grow and grow and grow.
Mēs sākām augt un augt un augt.
And so we started with two small groups, a men's group and a women's group.
Mēs sākām ar divām mazajām grupām, vīru un puišu un meiteņu grupu.
And so this was six leaders that we were working with.
Tātad bija seši tādi vadītāji, kuriem
Because remember, every small group has two leaders.
Yeah.
Three leaders. Every small group has three leaders.
Tātad katrai grupai trīs vadītāji.
So we're at six leaders. Today we have nine small groups.
Tagad mums ir deviņas mazās grupas.
And we have 27 leaders that we're working with.
Mums ir 27 līderi, ar kuriem mēs darbojamies.
And all of this was only because we began to pray Matthew 9:38.
Un tas viss tikai tāpēc, ka mēs sākām lūgt Mateja 9:37.
God, we need more laborers.
Dievs, mums vairāk strādniekus vajag.
And then as the leaders, we began to look, okay, what structure can we put in place so that we can enable ministry to move forward?
Un tad, kā līderi, mēs sākām domāt, kādu struktūru mums ir nepieciešams izveidot, lai mēs varam doties uz priekšu un attīstīties.
And so as we close our time together right now,
un mums noslēdzot mūsu laiku,
what I want to challenge each of you with
Es jūs katru gribu izaicināt,
is to begin taking some of these principles that we've talked about
paņemt kādu principu no tā, ko mēs runājām,
and apply it to your context.
Un pielietot jūsu kontekstā, jūsu kalpošanā.
The one thing that I feel very strongly will work very well in this area.
Viena no lietām, ko es domāju, kas noteikti labi darbotos šajā vietā.
Is from this day forward whenever you do ministry.
No šīs dienas līdz nākamajam, kad jūs darat kalpošanu.
Do it with somebody else.
Dariet to kopā ar kādu.
And one simple way that this might work and this could be an inspiration. How many pastors do we have in here or conference workers do we have in here at the moment?
Mācītāji vai savienību darbinieki ir šeit.
As I see a few of you aren't raising your hands. Conference workers or pastors or union workers.
Vai arī jūnijas darbinieki arī skaitās.
All right. So I see your hands. How many of those of you that I'm just going to pick a number are 30 and under would be willing to work alongside with a pastor or with a conference worker if they were doing ministry? How many of you are those that
pastors that are under
30 and under would you if somebody was to come to you and say hey will you come and do this with me how many of you would be willing
cik no jums kuriem 30 un mazāk
raise your hands high
iet kopā ar kādu ja jūs aicinātu kāds
so right there pastors union workers you have somebody to partner with right here that can see the blessing of what it is that you're doing
Tātad mācītāji, darbinieki, jūs redzat, kad ir šeit cilvēki, kuri ir labprātīgi iet, ja viņus aicinātu.
And this is how easy, honestly, it is to build a team.
Un tas ir, godīgi sakot, tik vienkārši.
If it's too complicated, it's not going to work.
Ja tas pārāk tiek sarežģīts, tas nedarbosies.
So just begin to do simple things to build other people up in ministry.
Tāpēc vienkārši dariet vienkāršas lietas, kas citu ceļ kalpošanā.
Easy enough.
Diezgan vienkārši.
Yes? There we go. Yeah. I'm glad three people, it's easy enough
well,
for.
Trīs meitenes mums There ir, kas uzskat šito pa vienkārši.
Let's go ahead and stand together as we close with the word of prayer.
Piecelsimies kopā, pielūksim.
If you want to talk more, I'll be here between sessions afterwards. We have about 15 minutes now between our two sessions.
Jūs gribat parunāties vairāk, es šeit būšu starp sesijām. un arī pēc tam.
Let's pray.
Lūksim.
Father God,
Dievs Tēvs,
Lord, I thank you so much that you are willing to work with each and every one of us.
Kungs, es Tev pateicos, ka Tu esi tik ļoti gatavs strādāt ar katru no mums.
God, it's so humbling that you choose us to work with you.
Dievs, mēs to varam uzstāt tik ļoti pazemīgi, ka Tu vēlies darboties ar mums.
God, as I read my Bible,
Dievs, lasot savu Bībeli,
I see that you can speak through donkeys.
Es redzu, ka Tu runā caur ēzeļiem.
I see that you can have rocks cry out if you need to.
Es redzu, ka Tev ir akmeņi, caur kuriem Tu vari brēkt.
You can work through those that have lost their mind. You can work through those that are demon-possessed.
Tu vari strādāt caur tiem, kas ir dēmoni apsēsti un prātu zaudējuši.
But yet, God, you choose us to work alongside you.
Bet, Kungs, Tu izvēlies mūs, lai darbotos strādāt kopā.
And I thank you for that.
Un es Tev pateicos par to.
And I'm humbled by that.
Un tas man dar pazemīgu.
And God, I hope that more and more everyone in this room can focus on the amazing things that you're doing.
Un es ceru, ka katrs no šeit klātesošiem var koncentrēties vairāk uz tām brīnišķīgām lietām, ko Tu dari.
So God, I just ask a special blessing on every person in this room.
Un es lūdzu īpašu svētību katram, kas ir šeit.
That when they leave from this room today, they will never do ministry the same way.
Lai atstājot šo vietu kalpošanu, nedarīt tāpat.
Because God, the design that you have for us doing ministry is as a team.
Jo tavs veids, kā Tu vēlies, lai mēs darām kalpošanu, ir komandā.
So we can encourage one another.
Lai mēs varam iedrošināt viens
otru. So we can support one another.
Atbalstīt.
So we can pray for one another.
Lai varam aizlūgt viens par otru.
And God, I pray that as we do this,
Un, Kungs, es lūdzu, ka mums to darot,
that you will continue to show us that the harvest truly is plentiful.
Tu turpinās mums rādīt, ka pļaujumā patiešām ir daudz.
In Lithuania,
Lietuvā,
in Estonia,
Igaunijā,
and right here in Latvia.
Un arī šeit Latvijā.
The harvest truly is plentiful.
Pļaujumā patiešām ir daudz.
God send each person here laborers to work alongside them.
Dievs sūta strādniekus, lai darbotos kopā.
This is my prayer in the wonderful and beautiful name of Jesus.
Tā ir man lūkšana brīnišķīgajā Jēzus vārdā.
Amen.
Amen.